Oglons, Kinnison confirmed shortly. I can handle them.
You can, of course, but...
Giron stopped. This gray lensman was forever doing amazing, unprecedented, incomprehensible things. But so far, he had produced eminently satisfactory results, and he could not be expected to spend all his time in explanations. But you think I'm screwy, huh?
Oh, no, Kinnison, I wouldn't say that. I only... Well, after all, there isn't really much evidence that we didn't mop up 100%.
Much? Real evidence? There isn't any, the Tellurian assented cheerfully enough. But you've got the wrong slant entirely on those people. You are still thinking of them as gangsters, desperados, renegade scum of our own civilization. They're not. They are just as smart as we are. Some of them are smarter. Perhaps I'm taking unnecessary precautions, but if so, there's no harm done. On the other hand, there are two things at stake which, to me at least, are extremely important. This whole job of mine and my life. And remember this, the minute I leave this space, both of those things are in your hands. To that, of course, there could be no answer. While the two men had been talking, and while the Oglons were being brought out, two trickling streams of men had been passing, one into and one out of the spy-ray-shielded confines of the base. Some of these men were heavily bearded, some were shaven clean, but all had two things in common. Each one was human in type, and each one, in some respect or other, resembled Kimball Kinnison. "Now remember, Charond," the gray lensman said impressively as he was about to leave. "They're probably right here in Ardeth, but they may be anywhere on the planet. Keep a spy ray on me wherever I go, and trace theirs if you can. That will take some doing, as he's bound to be an expert. Keep those Oglons at least a mile, 30 seconds flying time, away from me. Get all the lensmen you can on the job. Keep a cruiser and a speedster hot, but not too close. I may need any of them, or all, or none of them, I can't tell. But I do know this. If I need anything at all, I'll need it fast. Above all, Giron, by the lens you wear, do nothing whatever, no matter what happens around me or to me, until I give you the word. QX?
QX, gray lensman. Clear, ether.
Kinnison took a ground cab to the mouth of the narrow street upon which was situated his Doc Walloper's mean lodging. This was a desperate, a foolhardy trick, but in its very boldness, in its insolubly paradoxical aspects, lay its strength. Possibly Boscone could solve its puzzles, yes, but, he hoped, this ape, not being Boscone, couldn't.